Good morning, listeners. Welcome to yet another edition of the Exposure Weekly Podcast. And my name is Daniel Oga. First of all, I would like to say Happy New Month to you all. And thank you once again for listening to today's episode. Okay, sometime ago in April, we released a podcast, an episode titled After School, What Next? After School, What Next? And this was supposed to meet the ideology needs of especially university students, you know, those students that are confused on their career path after school. So for some students, it's more like I will just graduate from school and then go job hunting. And for some ladies, they'll be like, and I will just finish school and just get married. But life is not like that. Life is not that way. So we released that episode, After School, What Next, in April. And it was quite an exciting episode. But our listeners want more. Our listeners are not satisfied with what we released. So we decided to make it a series in the month of September. Yeah. So throughout the month of September, it will be After School, What Next, this series. And starting on the 4th of September 2020. And we also invited the same guest we brought the last time, in the person of Mr. Andrew Igbenegweka, the founder of Go A Bit Further Africa. And he's here to really enlighten us. So in a short while, we'd like to open up the floor to Mr. Andrew Igbenegweka to enlighten us the more on After School, What Next?
Thank you very much, Daniel Oga, for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited to be here. So I want to say this quickly to the listeners out there. Take this platform seriously. Stay tuned, listen, and consume every content that is being put here. Right? Listen and consume and apply. Right? It's very important that you take action on what you're learning. And so my name is Andrew Igbenegweka, like I've been introduced. I'm the founder of Go A Bit Further Africa. I work with some really excellent minds at Go A Bit Further Africa, and I'm excited to be doing what we are doing, right? So at Go A Bit Further Africa, we provide mentorship, affordable mentorship for university students, as well as relevant skills to strategically position them for success in the ever-evolving workspace, right? It has been an amazing journey. We are just trying to ensure that university students get a good head start in their career and social impact journey. So we are raising the next generation of change makers who would not just stand and watch, but would contribute their quota in solving some of the problems that plague society. And today I'm excited to be sharing with you on what you should do next after school, after you've graduated from the university, what you need to do to prepare you for the career success that you need, right? So we're going to touch on three things quickly. We're going to touch on skills, experience, and then we touch on purpose and clarity, right? Purpose and clarity. When I'm going to talk about purpose and clarity, I'm going to really concentrate on those that are still in the university, right? Those who are students in the university currently. And then I'm going to also touch on skills and experience when I'm talking about purpose and clarity. But right now, I want to talk about skills for those who are leaving the university now and are stepping into a new environment, which is the workspace, the ever-evolving workspace, like I like to call it, because every day and every time, new problems are springing forth, and we require a new set of skills to solve these problems, right? So when it comes to skill, when it comes to, skill, we're talking about being excellent in creating solutions, taking an inventory of your skill set. And the goal is to ensure that you bring everything into the game to ensure that you are solving problems excellently in the workspace, because that is what employers are looking for. Right, people that are able to take initiative, right? Not just to sit around and wait for people to give them instructions. You're able to take initiative, put your skills to work, and solve problems profitably in the workspace. Now, you need skill, right? You are leaving the university, even if you're graduating with the first class, that's not a guarantee that you're going to get the job of your dream. You need skills, right? You need to have acquired skills that would position you for the success that you deserve, right? Because you deserve success in the career that you have chosen. You deserve success. So you need skills. So you should be asking yourself some key questions. Now, the career path that you've chosen for yourself, do you have the skills that you need to acquire, to achieve that goal that you've set? Yes, you've set a goal. You said, okay, in the next 4 years, as a social media manager. Yes, social media management is a career, right? So this is not a time to go into the details, but I just want you to know that, right? Social media management is a career. Digital marketing is a career, right? So we're going to really touch on these as we talk about this topic. And you're going to just be able to relate it with other careers. That maybe your career, the career you've chosen, is quite different from this one. But this is just to help my analogies and the examples I'll be giving, right? Now, so you said, okay, I've studied mass communication in the university and I want to go into digital marketing, right? Digital marketing, that is the career path that you've chosen for yourself. And you are hoping that in the next 4 or 5 years, you should be a top brand in Nigeria and in Africa, such that people recognize you in media and communications, right? So that is your goal, but you have to start somewhere, right? Like a very popular writer, you would say, where else would you rather start than where you are, right? You have to start somewhere. So you need to ask yourself the key questions. Do you have the set of skills that you need for that career? Do you have the soft skills, the hard skills, and the digital skills that you need for that career? As a social media manager, or as a digital marketer, there are some set of skills that you need. You need to be able to do things online, right? You need to be able to come up with digital content. You need to be able to come up with content. You need to be able to write. Writing is a skill that you should have. You need to be able to communicate effectively, right? You need to understand human connection, because that basically affects everything that you do, right? So you're coming up with content. You are thinking about how the audience that you're speaking to, how they are going to receive that content, how you're thinking of the best group of words to put together to elicit some kind of response in the heart or mind of your audience, right? So you are thinking communication, you're thinking strategic communication, right? So you need to ask yourself, what set of skills do I need, right? How many of those skills do I already possess? And how can I optimize this skill set such a way that it positions me for success in this chosen career path, right? Do I have the level of competence needed for this role? What can I start to do now that will prepare me for the career that I have decided on? What skills do I already possess that sets me up for success in this career path? What's your level of mastery when it comes to that skill, right? You need to ask yourself these questions. Do you have the command of knowledge to engage in a conversation using key terms associated with that career? Do you have that knowledge? Do you have that competence? Do you have that command of language? That talks about communication, right? So now you see that we've touched on soft skills, right? We've touched on soft skills. Do you have that leadership skill? Do you... Okay, now let's talk about digital skills. As a social... The name alone explains it. Digital marketing. You need to acquire as many digital skills that you need. You need to be able to use digital tools. You need to be able to do things online. You need to be able to research, right? So you have learned about all these. Now, what you should be doing now is acquiring these skills. The ones that you have, you acquire them. The ones that you don't have, the ones that you have, you make sure that you attain a level of mastery that positions you for success. The ones that you don't have, you take online courses, right? Google Digital Skills Training is ever fresh there. You can take that. You can get paid courses also, right? You can get paid courses on Skill Factory Africa. You can get paid courses on our platform, because we are optimizing it for e-learning, right? You can get paid courses there also, right? So you need to update your knowledge, your skill, because the workspace is evolving, right? Whether you are clear on your career path or not, these are key questions you need to ask yourself when it comes to skills. Because at the end of the day, it's the person who has the relevant skills to solve that problem that gets the job, right? Because employers are not really, they're not very much interested in just employing you because you got a first class.
That's
right?
True.
I had the opportunity to work with a recruiting firm, and most of the guys who came in with a first class, most of them, like I'm talking 70% of them, right, did not know how to articulate the how they are going to solve problems as relating to problems that are related to their area of expertise.
Wow.
They did not know how to communicate it. I'm not saying they do not know how to do it. I'm saying they did not know how to communicate it. Talking about soft skill.
Okay.
So these are questions you need to really settle down to ask yourself. And I know that you get a good head start in your career as you put this to work, right? So this is not just about talk. You need to get in and do the work. Thank you very much. I'm really excited, Daniel, for this opportunity. This is Exposure Podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode and enjoy your day. Thank you very much. You can follow me on social media. I'm Andrew Ibinewaka on all social media platforms. Do have a great time. Over to you, Daniel.
Okay, this is not just about talk, but it's about actually doing the work. So you know how you want to function, you know where you want to function in this ever evolving workspace. So what are the relevant skills that you need? Yeah, this is one of the questions you should be asking yourself. What are the relevant skills that I need to acquire to function well in this ever evolving workspace? Guys, this is just the part one, and it's already loaded. This is just the part one. The part two is coming up next week, Friday. Please stay tuned. And I know you already have questions to ask. Please forward your questions to us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Exposure Podcast, or you can as well follow us on Twitter at The Exposure Pod One, or you can call the number 0701615487809077422050. You can also send us messages on WhatsApp via the numbers I just called. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. God bless you. Do have a lovely day.